Dolls teach you sing in Brazil with drama.
Hello and welcome to the very first in our series of podcasts in Brazil with Brahma. I'm Giles Peterson, and over the coming weeks, we're going to be delving deep inside the vein of Latin America's most culturally diverse and musically rich country, the only country that can claim to have a genre all of its own, a música brasileira. Brazil is huge. To fly from west to east is the equivalent of travelling from London to Moscow. It borders every nation on the continent except for Chile and Ecuador and is home to over 180 million people. With a unique blend of African, European and indigenous cultures, everyone knows that no one can play football like Brazilians, no one can dance like Brazilians and no one has got the ginga like Brazilians. And it's that effortless flair that makes the music of the country so unique. Over the last 20 years of DJing, Brazilian music has always been a major influence out of my record box. I've spent enough time searching out records by the likes of Gilberto Gil, Gal Costa, Milton Nascimento, or Tim Maia. Now, what's amazing to me, though, is that on all my travels, I've never DJed ever in Rio. And I've never been there long enough to really check out the vibe. So for me, the opportunity to visit this special place and to finally meet the major figures of samba, bossa nova, Rio funk and Brazilian electronica filled me with sheer delight, massive excitement. This has been the trip that I've been waiting my whole life for. So I'm inviting you to join me over the next six podcasts as we uncover the musical pulse of Rio and Sao Paulo. We're going to be meeting street artists, samba dons, bossa nova pioneers, hip-hop MCs, some favela funk DJs, and hopefully we're going to find some time to go and buy some records as well. Our adventure begins in Rio, where we're going to be getting straight down to business and checking out what makes the city bounce in 2006. And a little later on, we're going to be going over to our first ever baile funk session. Yeah, Rio funk. We're going to be talking to leading lyricist Mr. Catra and also checking the godfather of the carioca funk scene. Yeah, the legendary DJ Marlboro. But first, I'm going to head over to Ipanema because I need to get my bearings, people.
This is Milton Nascimento, and you are listening to Giles Peterson in Brazil.
Rio, it's a nice time of the year to come, actually, just sort of after Carnival. You can smell it, man. You can smell the music. So we're walking down towards Ipanema here. The Atlantic Ocean to my right. Great waves in Rio. Great waves. So we're here to discover a bit more about the music and the heritage of Brazil. It feels incredible just to be able to be meeting all these major players in the music of Brazil. That's going to be amazing, and in their environment. Yeah, even the pavements and the sort of tree-lined streets here alongside Ipanema and Leblon Beach. Very seductive. Oh, I can see football. I can see football ahead of me. Yeah, this is beach football going on here. It looks like it's kind of under 12, and they're taking it very seriously. They've got proper linesmen, they've got a proper referee, they've got the flags, they've got the football, they've got the technique. Here we are. They're happy. We're just taking them away from their training for a moment there. Who will win the World Cup?
Brazil!
Brazil is the champion!
Brazil!
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 Em Brasil, with Brahma.
Tu pensas coisinhas bonitas de mim, menina, menina. Tu pensas coisinhas bonitas de mim, menina, menina. Lindos olhos você tem, cabelos longos também. Não te troco por ninguém, menina, te quero bem. Swinga, sam baby, swinga. Swinga, menina, menina. Swinga, sam baby, swinga. Swinga, menina, menina. Sinto muito, pode crer. Agora me amarro em você. Sou um homem de prazer. Tu és o meu bem querer.
Swinga, boneca, swinga. Swinga pra menina dançar, swinga.
Sinto muito, pode crer. Agora me amarro em você. Sou um homem de prazer, tu és o meu bem querer. Swinga, sam baby, swinga. Swinga, menina, menina. Swinga, sam baby, swinga. Swinga, menina, menina.
Olha aí, quem mexe com a minha boneca swinga, e só menina, quem swinga menina, é essa minha menina swinga, aí. E quem não swinga em geral swinga, morre menina, totalmente menina, com a boca cheia de
Well, this has been one ride and a half. It's been brilliant going up by taxi all the way up Corcovado Mountain. It's Friday lunchtime and we're nearly at the top of the mountain, the peak, and a visit overlooking Rio de Janeiro from Cristo Redentor, Christ the Redeemer. It's a little bit breezy as well today. It's a beautiful day. I think we're going to get good views up here. We've had the perfect driver completely out of the blue pulling out some nuggets, some live Sir George, we've had some Gilberto Gil, we've had some Galgosta. Right now, what's this? What is this?
Oi?
Gilberto Gil?
Gilberto Gil.
What is your name?
Rogério Arante.
Music fan?
Yeah, sou fã. Isso, música é amor, é verdade. Paz.
Hey man, thank you for the CD, obrigado for the CD.
Nada, foi um presente pra você. Foi um prazer estar aqui.
Hi, this is Giles Peterson, and what better way to start off our series of podcasts here in Brazil than to be standing just below the Cristo Redentor statue looking over Rio de Janeiro, 360 degrees, all the beaches, the favelas, the football stadiums, the culture, the art. We are in Rio de Janeiro. Later on we're going to be checking out the Rio nightlife, going to check out some baile funk, going to find out what the beats are that are making this city rumble in the early hours. But right now we're going to take in the view. We are now at the top, and this has got to be the best view in the world, actually, because you are 360 degrees. You can see the Atlantic, you can see the lagoon, you can see the favelas, you can see the Maracanã Stadium, you can see Leblanc, you can see Copacabana, you can see Ipanema, you can see the Atlantic Ocean, you can see all the ships getting ready. I don't think anything touches this anywhere in the world. Christ the Redeemer, arms stretched out, looking out. I didn't realize how big it was, actually. Whatever religion you are, it's relevant. And it's very inspiring.
Rio has a kind of magic on it. It's real magic. I can feel that inspiration. I can feel that vibe when I'm walking on the streets, when I'm walking at the beach, I can feel the vibe.
Everything here, everything was created here in Rio, which is the place, you know. I have to say that.
It's a beautiful city near the ocean, near the mountains. You can go to the beach, or you have waterfalls and forests with birds, and the poor areas, the rich areas, it's all very close to each other.
I will say that talking in music, the sound of Rio would be the samba, the bossa nova, the funk, and this all together makes the sound ambience for this gorgeous city.
Federica, Bobera. It doesn't get a lot better than Rio de Janeiro. What a dream.
Fly me to Rio, 'cause I find Rio grand. I'll spend my days there, just sunning and funning and running around where the water is kissing the sand.
Hang on, it's 2006. I want to know what's happening and rocking in Rio today. The sound of the street is baile funk, and its godfather is a man named DJ Marlborough. Now, over the past 28 years, he's pioneered a sound and forged his reputation as the number one karaoke funk DJ. Yeah, number one. He's understandably a very hard man to track down. So we're going to head over to Radio Ogia, where he has a daily show from 4 until 6 in the afternoon, and we're going to see if we can catch a few moments with the man himself.
Hi, this is DJ Marlborough, and we're here at the Rio de Janeiro offices of Ogia Radio and Newspaper. It's 6:30.
Esse Rio de Janeiro, na Praça Mauá, aqui no servidor do Estado, no centro mesmo, na gema do...
I was born in the center of the center of Rio. It's in the middle of the yoke. I'm 100% carioca. In the 1970s, the funk movement in Rio was what the rest of the world knows as funk. James Brown and the Blackbirds. At this time, there was a lot of political discrimination going on.
Não, foi porque existia cada sound system tinha nome.
In those days, the sound system rivalry was very important because on one side you had the soul boys and on the other you had the rock sound systems, and they were very competitive with each other. They'd have to make sure that their parties would end at different times so people didn't come out at the same time, otherwise there'd be trouble. There were about 300 sound systems on each side, and the moment when those systems came together as one is when Baile Funk really kicked off in 83-84.
Mas a competição entre as equipes de volume, de som, de coisa, fez com que quando chegasse o Miami Bass, a música soasse muito bem.
So when Miami Bass turned up, we already had huge sound systems, and Miami Bass was the ideal kind of music to play on them. It just sounded really good and really loud. Nowadays, it goes way beyond Miami bass. It's got so many styles. It uses influences from the rest of Brazil, from the world, and from outer space. There's been a lot of change in the last 20 to 25 years. And one of the things that really marked the change was the period in which the music was discriminated against. In 92, there was a really big tune called Rap de Felicidade, which means the rap of happiness. The chorus was, I just want to be happy. I just want to live tranquilly in the favela where I was born. That was the favela communicating with the asfalto, where the roads are paved, i.e. outside the favela. It was a call for help, and if people had paid more attention to it in 92 when the track was released, then maybe the city wouldn't be in such chaos now. So now what you have to say is, I want to live tranquilly in the city where I was born, because the whole city is in chaos, so people should have listened better.
Eu só quero é ser feliz. Andar tranquilamente na favela onde eu nasci, é, e poder me orgulhar e ter a consciência que o pobre tem seu lugar. Fé em Deus, DJ! Eu só quero é ser feliz. Andar tranquilamente na favela onde eu nasci, é, e poder me orgulhar. Ter a consciência que o pobre tem seu lugar. Mas eu só quero é ser feliz. Feliz, 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 feliz. Onde eu nasci, e poder me orgulhar. E ter a consciência que o pobre tem seu lugar.
Minha cara autoridade, eu já não sei o que fazer. Com tanta violência eu sinto medo de viver. Pois moro na favela e sou muito desrespeitado. A tristeza e a alegria que caminham lado a lado. Eu faço uma oração para uma santa protetora, mas sou interrompida a tiros de metralhadora. Enquanto os ricos moram numa casa grande e bela, o pobre é humilhado, esculachado na favela. Já não aguento mais essa onda de violência, só peço autoridade, um pouco mais de competência.
Vamos lá, vamos lá. Eu só quero é ser feliz. Andar tranquilamente na favela onde eu nasci, e poder me orgulhar e ter a consciência que o pobre tem seu lugar. Mas eu só quero é ser feliz. Feliz, 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 feliz. Onde eu nasci, é, e poder me orgulhar e ter a consciência que o pobre tem seu lugar.
Aqui é o DJ Malboro, vamos ouvir Ela Só Pensa em Beijar, do MC Leãozinho, no programa do Joel Peterson no Brasil.
Amano Viano, who is a musicologist, was asked in a conference recently how they make funk. He replied, they make it in the same way that they make their shacks in the favela. They get a piece of wood here, a piece of metal there, and a piece of corrugated iron. Then they piece it all together, and that's how they make funk.
Eles catam um pedaço com uma lata, uma madeira e vai pro morro, bota lá e faz barra. O funk é feito da mesma forma. Eu tenho muito medo disso. Eu até antigamente brincava muito falando, tomara que nunca faça.
As the scene gets bigger and bigger internationally, it's a big worry that the essence of funk may get diluted. But the main thing is that it keeps its roots in the sense that it's always there for the people that need it. And ultimately, it's got to stay the way it is because it's real and that's the way it's always been. Real music. Recently, I was made a huge offer to do an album of funk tracks with international high-profile singers, and I said no, because it didn't make sense to me. They were saying to me, yeah, but you'll be able to produce everything and you'll get really well paid. And I thought, what's the point? If people who really need the funk can't share in it and appreciate it.
É que diminuiu muito aquele karma de preconceito. Né?
A phrase I often use to explain funk is that funksters are the most discriminated against, but they are the least discriminating. Because at funk parties, you have all kinds of people. Black, white, rich, poor, transvestites, people in wheelchairs, anything goes. It's the most open, democratic form of music that you can find here.
Aqui é o DJ Malboro e vamos ouvir agora a Feira Jacaré, diretamente do programa do Jael Peterson.
Numa loja na cidade eu fui comprar um fogão, mas me assustei com o preço e fiquei sem solução. Eu queria o fogão, quando ia desistir, um amigo me indicou a Feira de Jacaré. Ele disse que na feira, pelo preço de um buchão, eu comprava a geladeira, as panelas e o fogão. Tudo isso tu encontra numa rua logo ali. É molinho de achar, é lá na Feira de Jacaré.
É sim, lá em Jacaré. É sim, lá em Jacaré. É sim, lá em Jacaré. É sim, lá em Jacaré.
I know the deal. DJ Marlborough's got to go and sort out his records for tonight. We're going to catch him a little bit later on at the club. But in the meantime, let's go meet one of the leading MCs on the funk scene. It's Mr. Catra.
Toma juízo, menino, tu não se garante, não, não, não.
Toma juízo, menino, tu não se garante, não. Por isso não mexe comigo, que papela saca, eu não dou atenção.
Por isso não mexe comigo, que papela saca, eu não dou atenção.
Boladão, eu venho cantando, tô ligado que tu me malha. Cada vez que tu fala de mim, me fortaleço na sua falha.
Papo reto é papo puro, Deus ilumina sempre meu caminho. Tô na pista já faz um tempão, não ando com verme, só ando sozinho, então. Toma juízo, menino,
tu não se garante, não,
não, não.
Toma juízo, menino, tu não se garante, não.
Não, não, não.
Por isso não mexe comigo, que papela saca, eu não dou atenção. Por isso não mexe comigo, que papela saca, eu não dou atenção.
É isso aí, rapaziada. Aqui sou eu mesmo, Mr. Catra Fiel, originário da Zona Norte. Zona Norte, calma aí. Essa é minha área. Zona Norte, Tijuca, suburbano, com orgulho.
Hi, my name is Mr. Catra, representing the north side of Rio de Janeiro, the area of Tijuca. Born a son of rock and roll, adopted by funk and black music, working with funk, Rio funk, funk carioca, which is something to be taken very seriously and handled with care, because this is the music from our ghettos and the music that the young people of today are listening to. So my involvement is something I take with responsibility.
Influenciou o conteúdo das músicas que a favela deixou de cantar pro asfalto.
When it was criminalized, it really did influence the content of the lyrics, because all of a sudden we were no longer singing from the favela to the city, but from favela to favela. And we started talking about favela themes like criminality, drug trafficking, and that kind of thing. That really did influence Rio funk, and MCs had to adapt because we had our bread to earn. But thankfully in Rio, there are over 700 favelas.
Então a gente tem várias vertentes no funk, como o funk consciente, temos o funk sensual, temos o funk erótico.
Thankfully, there's lots of kinds of funk. The sensual funk, reverent funk, and also probidão, which is gangster funk. And the media don't reflect what the funk is really about.
As pessoas...
The spiritual side of funk is really important at the moment. We are writing a lot of the lyrics about God, and it's not being accepted because people are afraid of this. For some people, God is a suitcase full of cash. But for us, in funk culture, God is all about the good things within us.
Eu acho que já virou, que já tem um pessoal lá em Israel fazendo funk.
Funk has blown up and become a universal language in itself. I receive messages from people in Denmark making Rio funk with MCs singing in Danish and Germans doing it in German. So it's quickly becoming universally accepted. The fact that there is funk going on around the world is a great thing because people can get their message and problems across. The kind of problems that they have in their countries aren't necessarily the same as the problems we have here, so it makes you more aware and we can be more clued up about what's going on in the world, which can only be a good thing. The whole point of funk is to get up and say what you're thinking, whatever message you want to get across. That's the whole point. So wherever you're from, just get up, stand up, and put across your message.
Yeah, e hoje a gente tem, hoje nós temos o sound system que o gravão levanta a saudade.
The technology we have today is such that the bass makes the girl's skirts lift up, and if you feel the bass go from your feet and pump through your heart. If you can feel it, you know you've been bitten by the funk bug, and once you've heard that and felt it, you can't stop.
Hey people, I'm Mr. Catra. You are listening to Giles Peterson podcast in Brazil. Oh, fading God.
Mama neném, vai. Cotozinho, cotozinho, maravilha. Ela mama meu ganso, ela mama meu ganso, ela mama meu ganso. Ela mama meu ganso. Mama meu canso, ela mama meu canso. Ui, aí eu gostei. Ela mamou diferente, ela usou o dente, não me arranhou. Que boca mais linda, mamou na disciplina. E foi desse jeito que o negão gamou. Se ela mama meu canso, cabeça no balanço. Tá durão, não tá manso, pra ela sentar. Vem pra cá dar um beijo, balançando o queixo. Baba no boneco e me faz gozar. Ela só pensa em mama. Mama, mama, mama. Delícia, vem comigo gozar. Vem, vem, gozar, gozar, gozar. Ela só pensa em mama.
Yeah, this is Giles and it's Friday night and everyone's out tonight. We're at the Grajal Country Club, outskirts of Rio, for a little bit of raw baile funk. We got a bit of a battle, lots of DJs performing tonight, including DJ Marlboro. A lot of the DJs who come to these parties, the top boys anyway, they tend to do like, one of the DJs tonight is doing 8 parties just in Rio. Just turns up for like 4 or 5 tunes, mini PA, and then goes to the next place. So we're gonna go and check it out. I can hear the bass, and I can hear a roar. And they're waiting for us.
Alô galera, aqui é o DJ Malboro. Hoje, sexta-feira, vamos fazer aí mais ou menos uns 3 bailes e vamos junto comigo. Daqui a pouco vou começar a tocar as músicas. Valeu, vamos lá!
Looks like the big man's about to go up on the stage. There's about 3,000 people here, there's a couple of thousand outside. They've had a sort of dance competition. Oh, here we go.
Thank you.
tell you what, I couldn't have had a bigger, longer, madder first day here in Rio. We've been out till at least 4 o'clock in the morning. The party's still jumping as we left. So make sure you join me for the next instalment of Giles Peterson in Brazil with Brahma, where I'll be finding out more about the cultural and musical heritage of the country and the origins of its most famous sound. Yeah, the samba. A big thank you to the guys at Brahma for making all this happen. You can get the next podcast from brahma.com/Giles Peterson. Until then, ciao.
Giles Peterson in Brazil with Brahma.
This has been a North 19 production.